From the top of the charts to the dusty $1 bin and everything in between, it's time for another review on Life to Labyrinth.
Oh, he's a bloody puppet. And the subtitle was P-O-P-P-E-T. Poppet.
No.
Poppet.
I was like, no, that's not even a word, but bless. Good try. Well, it's nice to see everyone.
Yeah.
Yes. It's been a while. We came back from a hiatus.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So I guess I normally welcome everyone back to Life to Labyrinth podcast, don't I?
Welcome back.
My name is Bryn.
Hi, I'm Angie.
We're back. Oh, I'm Emily.
So yeah, we took a bit of a hiatus, kind of rather unplanned. We kept recording episodes, which will sort of float out. So I'll just own my part of our hiatus, and then you guys can speak to yours. Basically, I completely burned out on producing the episodes. Now that we're talking about how people do it sort of like half-assed, I really try not to, and it takes a long time to do it.
And we appreciate that.
100%.
Thanks.
Because we can do
it. I also switched. Well, I disagree that you can't. We've chosen that you don't need to.
I would not argue that my level of focus may not allow me to produce a high level of whatever. I'm just saying.
That's fine. I have the patience of an IT person, which means that I'm more than most. Whenever I find someone that's trying to do what I've been doing for like 20 years as a career, and they try and do it even for like 2 hours, and like the first thing goes wrong, they're just like, what the hell? I can't deal with, like, I'm just like, this is nothing.
Yeah, I'd lose it.
So I burned out. The other side of it was, for most of my separation that's been since 2016, because I work two jobs, my second job was usually it was like casual, and it was like a high school level job, which is where I met Steven, if you're going in the Wayback Machine. He and I worked at a gas station on the military base in Edmonton. Previous to that, I worked in like a Mark's Work warehouse, two different locations for a few years. So I didn't have my kids split time. I only had my kids Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday all day, and then Sunday before work. And so I had more time to edit because I had more evenings available. I now have my kids 50-50, and in reality, I have them like primary now. I have them more than their mom does. Part of that is because I work full-time at home. So I still work two jobs. It's just both of them are remote tech jobs now. So yes, I'm home more, but I also have my kids far more. I had found it difficult to fit editing the podcast in, which can take, like I say, like 5-6 hours sometimes, depending on how edits I need to make. So I just kind of burned out and ended up taking a break. But we do have 12 episodes recorded that are not released. And we thought about putting them out and just continuing on like nothing had happened. But if you're a listener to our podcast, you know that we do a lot of chit-chatting in addition to the album that we're listening to for that week or that 2 weeks or that month or whatever it was by the end. And a lot of what we're talking about is sort of current events or what's going on in our lives. And it wouldn't make sense for me to release something where we're talking about something that went on in like 2021.
Maybe. Yeah, it would be confusing.
So they'll just get released as I have time. I'll probably just kind of pick at them slowly, and they'll just drop as bonus episodes. So I'll cut out the, you know, stay tuned next week for this album. It'll just be
great.
They'll just drop whenever as bonus episodes. So that's kind of what happened with me. What happened with you ladies?
Angie can go first because she came first in that order.
I was going to say, we both popped out babies.
Yep. Grew humans. It's fine. No big deal.
Yeah. I don't remember when I stopped. I don't have any recollection of when
I do.
Podcasting.
I remember. Because I was being very thoughtful and I picked Bonobo because he was British and good looking. And then you decided to go into labor. So yeah, I think we were supposed to record the night you were like starting to enter into that phase.
So we went right to the end. That's so funny.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, because I was like 2 weeks late, so we really just kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just kept going. And like, I think by that point, every episode we were recording was basically like, well, if I'm here, I'm here. But
exactly.
Who knows?
Oh my God. Yeah. What a weird thing. What a weird thing waiting around for like something so crazy. Anyways, that's what happened with me, baby.
Yeah. I mean, same. So just a couple months later.
Yeah, while Angie was starting her mat leave, Emily and I did some episodes just on our own.
Yeah.
We took the opportunity to do like a lot of low-key music, some, like dark wave music and stuff like that, that I think our suspicion was Angie would have found quite dull.
I'm really excited. I really hope, Angie, that you listen to those podcasts, because I'm pretty sure the whole time we're like, Angie wouldn't like this song, and she would hate this, and this would be bad, and we just did your part for you.
I don't know what type of music you're talking about, but I'm curious to listen to it, because I'm not sure why I'd hate it, so I'm excited about it.
It could be also, in fairness to you, it could be a reflection of your attitude at the time, being 9.5 months pregnant. You probably hated most things.
True, true.
Because I know in the few episodes that we recorded right before you left, it didn't seem to matter what anyone chose. You were just like, so here's what's wrong with it.
So, here are my problems. I don't recall that either. I didn't feel like I was being, I don't know. Who knows?
It's fine. It's all good. There was a couple that I released that the artists actually came back. We're like, we're going to listen to it. And then like, I never heard from them again.
Oh, good. I hate that. As soon as an artist is involved, I'm like,
yeah, that's so, why I just love everything.
Oh, boring.
Good. Everything's good.
Everything's great.
No spoilers. I won't tell you what we recorded. It's sort of a lot of like relax.
Okay. I think you sent it to me.
Well, we went through it at Emily's house.
Yes, yes.
That's something that's also changed since we last recorded, is we've actually all been in the same room for once.
Wild.
So I took a trip to Ontario.
Very exciting.
So Emily and I met in the flesh for the first time.
Yep. It was very cool.
I'm sorry it was so disappointing on your part, Emily.
I said it was very cool. I felt like I already knew you, so it was just like, okay, hey, come into my house. Would you like some tea?
It was interesting. It was really cool. Emily made us frittata that she kept apologizing for.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did. I'm not a breakfast food person. I don't make breakfast food. I can't do eggs. I don't know what's wrong with me. I love it too, but I can't do it. I can't. It's not a strong suit.
That was my favorite part of the whole thing. Emily apologizing for what was actually a really delicious frittata that she made. And just like laying the groundwork to Angie that if she wanted coffee, she had to make it herself.
Yeah, because I don't do that
which
either.
I did. I figured it out.
Yeah, you did.
Your fancy pants Smeg coffee machine.
Yeah. It's an investment. I don't think they're actually very good appliances, but whatever. They look nice.
Very retro. Shut up, Smeg.
Yes. So what have people been listening to? Anything? I mean, I've really brought back Raffi into my life, but I have been listening to some other things.
Yeah, same. I had to go back and look at what on earth I've been listening to other than Raffi. And I mean, we have done a pretty good job at limiting the Raffi. Our son really thinks it's funny when we listen to screamo music and we go rah, and we headbang and stuff. So there's been a lot of like weird screamo music on my phone, and the song from Ferris Bueller is a big hit. The bow, bow, cha-cha. And the White Lotus theme song is also up there, because
that's a banger.
Yeah, it gets a smile every time. So that's pretty much it.
I've not listened to a ton of music outside of just like listening to ambience. When I work, I just listen to like literally ambience. I listen to Nemo's Dreamscapes a fair bit, or Nemo's Dreamscapes Relax, whatever, which is a YouTube channel, which we've talked about, I think, on an episode a long time ago, which is basically like really, really old music that's mixed in a way that it sounds like you're half asleep or it's in the next room with like other ambient sounds. So it could be like an old car driving with like rain and windshield wipers or something like that. There's a whole bunch of them. It's honestly a really great YouTube channel. So I listen to stuff like that. I listen to very just like like droning stuff, just, you know, with my my Bone Conduction headphones. It's just something I do just to kind of like just have sound that's not like blasting. It's just sort of like my ears ring from a lot of years of playing musical instruments too loud and listening to music too loud. So if I just play ambience, it kind of stops that. Otherwise, I've listened to kind of like just sort of slower and calming music. I was introduced to a band called Mr. Kitty, which is cool. I was introduced to something called Nothing But Thieves. I've gone through, I think, two different phases of listening to the Cranberries over the last several months.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but apparently now when I listen to the Cranberries, I get quite emotional, which I never did. I don't know if that's just because for some reason I feel some great loss of Dolores Warden passing away, but especially since she lived in Canada for so long.
But oh, I didn't know
not
that.
Far from where you guys live. Yeah, actually, she had like property. Her and her husband at the time basically raised their kids in like rural Ontario.
Wow,
like, interesting. Pretty close to where you guys are. Yeah, then like just podcasts and stuff, but not a ton. And then just, of course, all the same music that I listen to always, which is the reason we started this podcast.
Yeah. Exactly.
So.
Yeah, many of my normal playlists are on rotation, but I have listened to every podcast known to mankind, every cult podcast I have listened to, every Audible book on cults I've listened to. I went through a little bit of a cult wormhole. But for new stuff I listened to, I was basically listening to bands that I read like a headline about, you know. There was this headline about the Chainsmokers guys that were involved with threesomes with their fans.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, how cool are these guys? And then I listened to the music and went, oh my God, I'd be so embarrassed to have a threesome with these losers. not my cup
I
of
actually,
tea.
I just Shazammed a song that was a remix done by them today, actually. I don't remember
what
it's
called.
Oh, that's
so funny. I only listened to like three quick songs, and I think I'd heard of one of them, and I was like, no, this is not my thing. And then I found out Lisa Marie Presley's son was in a band, which I only found out because I was creeping her death stuff, and it's called Them Guns. And I listened to it. Not my thing.
Not a good thing. Nope.
Possibly not anybody's thing. Nepo babies. Anyways, I don't know. I discovered the band, and I don't know how to say this, and then I listened to it on the radio. I'm so glad that they said it on the radio today, because I wouldn't have said it like that. And then I forgot how they said it. It's like Måneskin? Måneskin?
Oh, yes.
Måneskin?
Yes.
Måneskin.
Yeah, I know exactly Måneskin. What you're
talking.
Yeah.
Okay. They
also
are...
don't know how to pronounce it.
I was going to say, like, I thought it was like Mannequin, like Måneskin.
It looks like Mannequin. It looks like Mannequin.
On the radio today, they were like, Måneskin. I'm like, oh, what? Anyways, they're Italian. They kind of are a cross between Greta Van Fleet and the Struts. And I think they're like 15 years old, which is upsetting. But I think they're a good time. And then I've been listening to a bit of Royal Blood. And I just found out that the lead singer of Scissor Sisters has a solo album. Hmm. So I listened to the first song from his new solo album, which is super fun. It reminds me of Justice. I don't know if anyone listened to that British dance group,
yes.
But they're... Yes. Okay, it's got a real Justice feel, and it's cool.
Yeah.
But, like, on a daily basis, we listen to... Raffi, Sharon Lilsengram, Julie Andrews. But I was very careful. Like the first 4 months of his life, we listened to a new record every day, and I recorded which record we listened to, and we'd have a dance party every morning with whatever vinyl we listened to. So it's not just kid crap that we listen to.
I remember you doing that, and I love that you were doing that. Nothing sort of sums up my 2022 better than my Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
Because before my two daughters now have their own Spotify accounts. I switched to a family account, and they both have devices now that I can attach Spotify to, so they can listen to their own stuff and it won't affect mine anymore. But of my top 10 listened songs of last year, 8 of them are from the Encanto soundtrack. which may be the whole soundtrack. Other than that, there is Black Sheep by Jen Wigmore, because my daughter Winifred loves that
song. Yes!
That's awesome.
And Rumors by Lizzo featuring Cardi B, because I have daughters. So none of those songs reflect anything that I was listening to. obviously, Black Sheep was the result of an episode we did, so I did listen to that song fairly often. But the reason it's number 8 on my list is because of my daughter.
Love it.
Or no, that's not the whole Encanto soundtrack. Because as I scroll down, it's like, oh, number 12 is another Encanto song, 13. So, yeah, it's like all in the top 20.
I think my Wrapped was like, Alt-J, Alt-J, Julie Andrews, Alt-J. I'm like, oh my God. Whoa.
Yeah. Mine was just podcast stuff. It was very sad. I'm a good student.
Elliot has her liked songs. I started recording snippets of what she blasts through the bathroom door while she's in the shower and put it on my Instagram story.
Oh yeah, I love it. Was it Spice Girls last time? Yeah.
Spice Girls last time.
Oh, I missed that.
It's that I like, obviously there's a lot more stuff, but I just like if something comes on that like tweaks my ear, like that's hilarious, or no way, she's listening to that, I'll like try and grab like a 5-second snippet of it. And yeah, last week it was She'll Tell You What She Wants, but she really, really wants.
I almost texted you yesterday, Bryn, because I was listening to a podcast. Okay, it was probably about QAnon or something. Anyways, and they did a music clip of Nirvana, and Henry just like stopped, and my baby looks at the speaker and was like, he was into it. He felt it. The only other time he had done that during the day was for corn. So I loved it.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Raffi, the Beatles, Nirvana, and Korn.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Classic. Yeah. Classic.
So how are we doing this going forward, team?
Well, I think the idea of one of us picks an album and then we talk about it, I think, is still the way we should go.
Yeah.
I think the turnaround, especially now that I have my kids more often, the turnaround of one album a week, Emily and I talked about this too. It's just, it's too fast.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Weren't we going to do one a month?
I think that's probably more realistic.
Yeah, I think that's what was discussed at some point.
More realistic.
Because we're all parents now.
Yeah, and although I have three of them, they're at an age where they need a lot less than yours do.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as long as I put food down, they can eat it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, same. No.
They don't even need me to shower them anymore. So, you know.
I already know at this point someone wants my boobs.
No. That's nice to be wanted.
Yeah.
It's nice to be wanted. You're in a house full of men now, both of you.
Yes.
I'm in a house full of women.
Oh, funny.
So outnumbered, all of us.
That's funny.
Yep.
I was also going to, wondered if we wanted to add more structure to it. Like if we listen to an album and we have like three or something like the same questions or the same things that we want to address, or I don't know, just something that we want to kind of, we kind of do it organically, but I feel like sometimes we're just don't have a lot to say about something. But if we added a little bit of like, this is what I liked, this is what I didn't like, I don't know. I didn't think this out at all. I'm flying off the cuff here.
I think it's a good idea. I think adding more structure to it is good, because I think that's part of the reason why we tangented so much before, is we didn't have a lot of structure. We were just kind of flying by the seat of our pants. I would also like to ask, see, we're just like figuring this out with you guys here as an audience.
Yeah.
This is how much effort we put into it. We're just like, we're going to talk tonight. I would also think that if we're going to, whatever album we pick, we need to do at least like 5 minutes of research ahead of time to make sure there's actually stuff that we can find out on the band. Because we ran into that problem before, where we'd pick some artist and although the music was good or not, we couldn't find anything online to say about them. We couldn't learn anything about them because they were so obscure or so indie.
Bug Hunter.
And as much as I want to listen to music like that, it's not, like, we just can't make a podcast out of stuff that we cannot research at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can't all be just, well, I feel this about
I'm not cool enough to, like, have a bunch of indie stuff to pitch, I don't think. So bottom of the ring. But I know what you're saying. There was a few times where I was like, this person lives here and made this album.
Yeah, and we've all already read that, and so...
Yeah, we're like, you're right, they did live there. They did make this album. You know what, I was just thinking that they made this album and lived there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whoever talked first said all of the research material, and it was like, so, where do we go from here?
Well, it's funny, because I just wanted to circle back, because I found it really interesting that they lived there and made the album.
Here's some fun facts about that place that I learned, because there actually is stuff to learn about it.
Yeah, I'm happy to brainstorm some ways to structure it, and then I also really liked doing kind of a little bit of trivia or fun little gamey thing to engage everyone at the end of it, but I'm happy to send some ideas your way of structure something rather.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm game for anything, right? Like, just because I'm the one that was here from the beginning, like, I really don't care. I just, like, this is just fun for me to do. And I plod through the production. It's not my favorite thing to do, but it's worth it to do this part.
I think it would also just help me, like, I'm all over the place, and if I'm listening to music and I know I'm trying to hit, you know, what I like, what I don't like, what it sounds like, you know, or, you know what I mean? Just I'm trying to kind of focus in on things because it's hard for me to just get in on that. But yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah,
me too.
Sometimes I just want to talk about stupid music things for no reason.
It's just nice to have an appointment to talk to friends and have a topic.
Yeah.
I feel like we'd have dinner parties if we all lived closer together.
Yeah, for sure.
But we don't, so let's do this.
I would tell you all about Scientology. You could come over. I would have a dinner party for every different cult that I've wormholed. It's been a really good time.
I enjoy that. Do you listen to Last Podcast on the Left? Because that's where I learn about all that stuff.
No, and I keep hearing that. I don't know. Yeah.
That's like the only podcast I listen to that does true crime.
I had to take a bit of a break because after two Audible books, like that's 14 hours of cults. And then I watched a documentary about one of the cults and I was like,
okay.
And then there's another one I gave you today to watch. So.
Oh yeah, I'll watch it for sure. But yeah, okay. No, this is great. So we'll be in touch.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, this is our little quick little catch up. So if you're still listening and sticking around to the end, we hope you come back when we start releasing episodes again. And yeah, don't be shy. I do, even though we don't have a whole lot of activity on it right now, I do check our podcast Instagram. So if you want to message us there, DM or tag us and suggest something, go ahead. Just because we don't post doesn't mean I don't see it. So our Twitter at this point, Stephen was taking care of it. I don't think anybody's doing anything with it. When I post an episode, it auto notifies Twitter that it's there. So if you're following us on Twitter, you probably know by now to just forget it. Find us on Instagram.
Perfect.
So anyway, that's that.
Okay.
All right.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next time. Yeah, bye.
Thanks for listening to Life to Labyrinth podcast. Theme music by Devin Rose. Find Devin on Bandcamp or any streaming service. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Life2Labyrinth.